Well, folks, we have just ended Crush here. We are in Healdsburg, California, and it is a beautiful day here. A little chilly last night, but all the grapes are in, the wines are being made, and another exciting vintage. I'm here with Susan
Luker.
And we have some beautiful Chardonnay on the table. To me, over the years, I've always associated Simi with great Chardonnay.
I think that dates back to Zelma Long. Zelma really perfected Chardonnay here, and we try to just live up to her standards still. And I think this one we did a great job with. The 2011 is beautiful.
What a great vintage this was. Now, again, we're going to be talking about another area here, which I consider Healdsburg to be a hub to. Right down the road and very close adjacent to here is the Russian River area, which is a wow area all over the world. Now people are going, oh, I want Russian River, and there's a reason why.
Well, the Russian River really is what affects most of the weather in Sonoma County as far as making it a great place to grow grapes. But Russian River is, I think you can grow everything beautifully in Russian River. Everything except maybe Cabernet.
There are some old vineyards and some little pockets there that are very fascinating in Russian River. And we're going to be talking about Chardonnay today. Let's talk about the fruit, where it's coming from, and this is a beautiful wine.
Oh, thank you. This is primarily estate fruit from our Goldfields vineyard, and then we also source fruit from the Dutton family. So we have a couple Dutton Perry, Dutton Coon. Duttons really know what they're doing when it comes to growing grapes, especially in Russian River.
They've been at it for a while.
They have. I don't know if they're third generation, fourth generation now, but they are definitely the family in Russian River.
Simi really has a foundation for Chardonnay, and it goes back a long ways. This is really an exciting wine. Full-bodied Chardonnay is a great thing.
It is, but it still has that delicacy, that bright acid that you get from Russian River with the cool, cool nights. And then again, it's barrel fermented, so that gives it a little bit more richness. About 50% new wood, so balanced oak. The fruit really stands up to that oak. And then malolactic, we're kind of judicious with the malolactic, just enough to kind of soften it up and round it out, but not take away all that acidity.
Well, folks, Chef just brought two dishes to the table. He must have thought that Susan and I were very hungry here. It's time for some great food and wine here on Have Wine Will Travel. Susan, pour us another glass of that. That's beautiful.
Okay.
We head towards the Sonoma coast here. We're in Northern California, and we are in Russian River this week, and it is March. It is a beautiful time of the year as far as I'm concerned. I love a little bit of rain, and I also love the off months for wine areas and wine regions because there's a little bit less traffic coming through the area. And we are at Cork's Restaurant today, and Chef Ruben Gomez is sitting with me and some Dayboat scallops in front of him. Wow. This is going to be a great match. I've already started.
Yeah, these are great. I love these golf ball-sized scallops. We give them this beautiful golden brown. We serve them with a really nice brown butter sauce, which has a beautiful, slow, roasted flavor, this nuttiness to it. It has a little bit of lemon juice. It's topped with this beautiful green apple gremolata, which has roasted Fuji apples, a little bit of thyme, some roasted garlic, some lemon zest. It really goes really quite naturally. I mean, it's funny how some pairings come about. This one, it just sort of popped up, and I've loved it ever since. One of the things that makes me really happy is that we serve it over a little bed of beans from our own garden that we grow here. We top it with a bunch of pea sprouts here and a little olive oil. Gosh, you know, I'm going to have a hard time sharing on this one.
The waiter's right here, so I'm going to order another order of this before we go on. This is beautiful, and this is something that we're going to enjoy with these white wines. I might cross over and do the Pinot with this, too.
Yeah, no, let's do it. Let's try it. Let's go. I'm
with you. It's time for great food and wine here, folks, and you are listening to Have Wine Will Travel in the Adventures of Dr. Vino. This is an adventure indeed, Chef.
Absolutely. It's been great having you here, Doc. Thank you so much.